ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER101. Well, the temperatures are dropping in some places, fall is in the air, and there's a lot of safety tips that we can learn about the fall. So my guest to come on and talk about this is Dr. David Ross. He is a former chair of ASEP's National Public Relations Committee and the former president of Colorado chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians, and he's involved as an ER doctor in Colorado with a lot of statewide trauma activities and EMS, so he knows about fall safety. So welcome and thanks for being on again, Dr. Ross.
Oh, pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.
So let's start. I mean, there's a vast thing of, you know, everything going on for them. I see people on ladders cleaning their gutters and you know, all kinds of fall injuries are coming in. So let's talk about some of the stuff that you've seen recently related to fall and what kind of safety tips we can get out of all of this.
Sure. Well, believe it or not, here in Colorado, we've actually had snow already. And our first snow was.
I did see that on the news. I bet the skiers are excited. But
yeah, no, it should be a great ski season. But our first snowfall was in September, believe it or not. It didn't really accumulate a lot. But we've had two or three snows in early October, and this is ahead of schedule for us. We're usually late October is when we start getting it more consistently. But the point of that is that we've already had people slipping and falling trying to clear snow, from the front porch or from the driveway. And so I would say, number one, of course, based on my perspective, as we're starting to get snow in many parts of the country, or will be, we need to be really careful when we're outside shoveling or removing snow because, I've seen a lot of broken wrists recently. People slip and fall and put their hands out,
Do you think it's because, you know, you're not expecting it? You're getting up in the morning, you're rushing to work, all of a sudden you open your, you know, garage door or whatever, and you're like, oh, my God, there's like a couple inches of snow. You're not wearing the proper shoes because,
right. You
know, it is October, earlier in October. So is that, you know, part of it? Whereas once you're into the throes of winter, you know, you're in the boots and properly decked out.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think people should be wearing, you know, really good grip shoes to try to reduce the risk of slipping. And part of the other reason is that sometimes there'll be a little patch of ice that you don't see that's underneath some snow. So it all looks fairly similar. And yet underneath, here and there in patches, you hit some ice that you really didn't see. And so, I mean, that's typical every year. So I think it's a combination of things that people are surprised, in a hurry, not dressed properly, and then, you know, a little piece of ice that they didn't see comes up and bites them. So
yeah, and the ice, you don't even have to be in Colorado and have the snow. I mean, you can get a frost at night. I mean, my son is a new driver, got his license, and it just freaked me out. Even this morning, we had frost on the car, then the leaves that are collecting all over in,
right. You
know, the mid-Atlantic, they get icy, and he's starting to zoom out of the driveway with his license. 1 week old, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Absolutely, you know, leave your car run a while. I said, make sure you can see out your windows. And I said, people, you know, drivers don't, you know, they call it black ice because it looks like it might just be water on the roadway. And in fact, if you had a frost that evening, it could be icy. And then
absolutely. And it brings up the point that you raise about, you know, driving safely as we're getting into winter. So those points that you made are really important to, you know, scrape the ice if you leave the car outside. If you can leave it inside, that's better. Defrost, you know, make sure that you've got good tires on the car, you know, that, you know, are in good shape depending on what type of car you have. And drive slower because you just don't know as we get into winter what you're going to find on the roads. And you can lose control. And we do in our area. We have a lot of snow and ice. We see a real significant uptick in traffic accidents and crashes.
Yeah, and the other thing that I think is important, and I can't, you know, I can't believe when I see these bicyclists out in, during dusk, right? Or I'll notice that it's dusk and I was leaving from a shift and, you know, they didn't have lights on. I mean, people forget about lights. Dusk, you can still see enough. But yet when I looked behind me in the car, you couldn't see him very well. So once it starts to get dusk, I mean, people should start to think about putting their headlights on in the car.
Yeah, and reflective gear. If you're going to ride at that hour, I mean, I guess the thing is it best to ride during daylight when you could be well seen? But if you're going to do that, light and some reflective gear, you know, so that motorists can see you would be really important. And so, and some of the other things that we're seeing now, or we will be, you know, are the ladder accidents, like you touched on a little bit, as people head into, you know, Halloween and then into Christmas, they start decorating, and so people are up on ladders. And every year we see, you know, some pretty significant injuries on ladders. A paramedic friend of mine, actually, believe it or not, last year was decorating and fell and had pretty significant injuries. And so even somebody that's pretty knowledgeable about the risks can sometimes get caught up in the moment, and then you get hurt and you get significantly injured depending on how high you are.
Yeah, and so what do you think? I mean, some of it is the footing, right? They're putting the ladder up, and the footing is not great for the ladder. Some
right.
of it can even be slick, right? You know, you're
right.
putting it against a house or parts of the house that, you know, the metal...
gutters.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sure.
Your moment. You're putting it against the gutters, and they're metal, and maybe they slide... Or what do you think the most common thing is? People are just kind of stretching. They don't feel like coming all the way down or something.
Well, I think, you know, again, our friend Frost and Ice is there, you know, usually in the winter. So that's another game changer sometimes. And I think people are in a hurry. I know how it is at our house when, you know, we're usually behind schedule trying to decorate. And, you know, I'm in a hurry trying to get things done. And we want, you know, certain lighting up high and everything, and you get caught up in the moment and you tend to forget about the environmental realities. It's cold, you know, you want to get done, your fingers are cold and everything, and you want to hurry up, and that sometimes leads to, you know, really hurried, unsafe practices that put you at risk for injury.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple bad ladder injuries too, and you know, and I remember the gentleman saying, well, you know, to climb down two stories to move it over just for a couple feet to reach.
I know. Like,
oh, yeah, no, it's so much better to be rushed to the operating room for an open fracture of your lower leg than
right.
to climb down the ladder and move it. But that's probably one of the key things. Even though it's a pain, don't be reaching on a ladder.
Right. And then I think, you know, we have a long extension ladder, which gets, you know, really unwieldy. I mean, you have to be pretty strong, and you really need probably two or three people to move it safely. And A, you're tempted to not move it, you know, if you could just stretch across, you know, the roof or the eave or whatever you're trying to do and not have to get down and move that thing, that would be good. So you get hurt that way. And then the other thing is that if you don't have enough people to move a longer extension ladder, as I've found out myself, you know, it can kind of get away from you, and now you've got this weapon, you know, this ladder that you can't control, and it's going to come down one way or the other, either on you or something else.
Yeah, and I think, you know, another safety tip maybe for ladders, if possible, even just having someone at the bottom stabilizing it, right?
Absolutely.
You know, as opposed to doing it on your own, I think is
really
is
important.
Probably.
Yeah, and then judging your capabilities ahead of time. Sometimes as we get a little bit older, it's tough to face reality. But, you know, we're not quite as nimble as we were and flexible. And maybe we shouldn't be up there at all. And maybe this is a job for, you know, a couple of people in their 20s or something like that. I don't know. It depends. But, you know, just be reasonable.
Yeah, that is, that's true. But who wants to admit that? Well, this is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.